Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver with some of the lighter stories you might have missed this week. Labor Day is Monday, and Columbus is going all out for events this weekend. You can shop till you drop, get groovy at the lake, or sign up to do a sing-along for an awesome organization. The Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road today. They're going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. All your usual vendors are going to be out there. Plus, it's a good opportunity to visit the park if you haven't lately. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. That's US 701 South. Now, you can visit the new Veterans Community Outreach Center, and you can help out because they're having a rocking chair fundraiser. How else would you do that? By having a rockathon. So get out there and donate a little bit and see how long you can hold up. Again, the park is located at 6354 James E. White Highway South of Wyville. Sunday will be the last service of the season for the Lakeside Ministry at the Campground Pavilion at Lake Waccamaw. The services start at 9 a.m. Reverend Dave Heller will be preaching and singing. The venue is located at 3010 Canal Cove Road at Lake Waccamaw. You can get groovy at the lake Sunday as well from 1 to 4 p.m. with Curtis Martin and the Community Art Journey. Dress up like a hippie and get creative as you draw 60s themed images on a box from the era. The $10 fee will get you a box, a sack with HL pen, a peace sign necklace, a bandana, candy from the 1960s. I hope it's repro candy and not original candy from the 1960s, and other far out items. Call 401-419-2291 to sign up. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
There's always something fun happening at the Star Tavern in Little River. The Star Tavern has friendly folks, a great atmosphere, delicious food, and live entertainment 7 days a week. Feeling hungry? The kitchen is open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and you can grab dinner 7 days a week. Wondering who's rocking the stage tonight? Check out their Facebook page or call the Star Tavern at 843-281-0685. The Star Tavern, 4310 McCorsley Avenue, just off Highway 17 in Little River, South Carolina.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com. We're here with the good news for Saturday, August 30th. It's a big weekend at Lake Waccamaw, and not just for those folks who want to go out boating and fishing. It's the Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale. While it officially starts on Monday, it actually kicked off about 7 o'clock this morning. A number of vendors went ahead and had some specials out there for the early birds. But on Monday will be the big event. You know, folks will be set up in their yards, driveways, and garages throughout town. You can also find yard sales going on in the Wooded Acres community. And you can find your secondhand treasures at the First Baptist Church for Lake Waccamaw as well. Just look for the flags, the signs, and the friendly faces, of course. Now, if you'd like to be a part of this Labor Day tradition, but you don't have room on your property, not a problem. Lake Waccamaw Museum is offering spaces on their lawn for a $15 donation. But you need to go ahead and call because they run out quickly. You'll need to bring your own tables, chairs, and tents. Call 910-770-6017, and the cost is $15 to reserve your spot. Seniors at East Columbus High School enjoyed the old tradition of painting their parking spaces last week before school started on Monday. John Grice was praised by the East Columbus High School staff for sweeping the lot before the students took to the pavement with their paints, brushes, and creativity. Deputy Chief Billy Hens is retiring from the Whiteville Police Department after two decades of service. The department described Hens in a Facebook post as a steady force in guiding officers and serving our community. Congratulations, Billy, on your very well-deserved retirement. We're going to miss seeing you on the streets, though we're glad to know you'll still be in the community. Chaplain Pentecostal Holiness Church will hold their chicken bog plate sale for Kent Ivy on September 5th from 11 a.m. until 2. The church is located at 518 Elm Street. Plates are $10 each. They can be picked up from the church on the day of the event. Delivery will also be available for large orders. To purchase your tickets, contact Shantae Gore-Nance via Facebook. Wyville, Tabor City, and Chaplain Police Departments will be joining the Highway Patrol, Clemens County Sheriff's Office, and Wyville Fire Department for the Wellness Health Fair hosted by Donnery Cancer Care Center of Columbus Regional. That's going to be September 5th from 1 to 4 at Vineland Station. It's a free community gathering. There are going to be health screenings, resource booths, mental health information, Kona Ice, and the Battle of the Badges Cornhole Tournament. Vineland, of course, is located in downtown Wyville at 701 South Madison Street. Now, don't forget to mark your calendars for a big day in Fair Bluff on September 6th. The Sweater Weather and Yard Sale Treasures event will be from 8 until noon on Riverside Drive next to the Riverwalk. Hopefully, we'll have some sweater weather by then. Usually, it's a little bit warm still. You can enjoy food from the Collard Wagon Food Truck, participate in the First Saturday Market Fishing Contest, pick up a new animal during a livestock swap, or just enjoy the vendors and artisans. You can always find out everything that's going on in downtown Fair Bluff by going to www.fairbluff.com. And yes, we have our community heroes and a couple of good Samaritans, a whole church full of them for that matter. Pastor Eric McCollum and his congregation help provide the volunteer power that helps the Annie Catherine Pridgen Community Development Foundation and the Food Bank of Central Eastern North Carolina at their food distribution events in Chaplin. Ain't no telling how many families they help out. New volunteers and supporters are always welcome to lend a hand. Now, the church's address is at 6224 Chaplin Highway in Chaplin. You can also look up the story in the Good News at ColumbusCountyNews.com and find out a little bit more about it. Food distribution is set for September 20th at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There's no cost, no ID, no proof of income needed for assistance. But we just got to give Pastor Eric and his congregation a big round of applause. They make a big difference, folks. They're out there putting feet to their faith when they're going out there and helping their neighbors. Now, if you aren't able to catch the monthly event in Chaplin, St. Paul AME Zion Church opens their food bank every Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Freeman community. That church is located at 507 Money Hole Road in Bolton. Remember to check out the Good News tab throughout the week. We love to hear about all the great things happening around you. Civic club meetings, birthday parties, anniversaries, little kids with big fish, just any story that makes you smile, we got room for it in the Good News. You can email submissions to thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or to crystalfaircloth@columbuscountynews.com. You can call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our offices at 1015 South Madison Street. We love to have visitors, and if the blinds are open, we are open for business. And don't forget, we've always got room for your church announcements as well. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com. As always, thank you for sharing the good news.